tell us.
We have been asking folks to send us like the cool stuff that they've been building with our apps. Am I on mute?
Oh man.
Seth is on mute.
Rookie mistake. Oh, Golnaz right now is just, if we had a camera on her, she's going like
she's
this.
She's just like, these people, I swear.
Like right now.
Yeah. Now let's head over to Sam and see what IoT magic he's got in store for us. Hey, Sam.
Hello. Thank you, Jonah and Seth. Thank you for an awesome event so far. It's been an exciting time. Hopefully, I'm going to make it exciting more. I'm a bit under the weather, but then the show must go on. It's not going to stop me. And most of the speakers that have come up have talked about awesome use cases, being a pro developer and a, you know, citizen developer. Well, today what I'm going to do is that I'm going to give you something a bit more interesting, you know, to nibble on. Well, before we get into it, my name is Samuel Atrani. I am a senior software engineer at Andela, a recent MVP, and I am very passionate about IoT and the Power Platform. So today, what are we going to do? Let me quickly take you to my screen and share a few awesome things with you. Hopefully you're going to enjoy this. So let's do this really, really quick. And by the way, I'll be around to answer questions on Dev.2U. To you. So if you have any questions after this, you know, put it there and I'll be awesomely glad to help you out. All right. So before we get into it, I'm going to show you something real quick. And here, what we have here is a Raspberry Pi. Obviously, I'm going to talk about IoT. If you follow my shows, you know that I'm a big fan on IoT. So we have here a Raspberry Pi connected to a relay, and there's a DHT 11 temperature humidity sensor. And what's happening is that this IoT rig actually has data coming from this DHT sensor being sent to Azure IoT Hub. So now, if you're familiar with Azure and IoT stuff, you know that IoT Hub is like the entry level for everything two-way or bi-directional communications with your IoT device and the cloud. So we have this temperature data being sent to the Pi over IoT Hubs into the IoT Hubs. And now what we want to do is we've added this high voltage fan here, and caution, risk of electric shock. This actually is 240 volts, so be careful when you're dealing with that. What's happening is that we're going to see how we can use IoT Hub and some power apps to actually trigger this fan on and off. Now, I'm going to share with you a couple of code on how to do this. I have a couple of series on my blog post and my YouTube channel on how to do it, but let's get right into the code. So I'm going to share bits of code for you here to understand what's happening. So right here, we have the code that actually is written. Now, this is where, you know, being a pro dev comes in. Now, if you're familiar with most of the Azure APIs and services, there are SDKs for different languages, whether you're writing Node, you're writing Java, you're writing Python. There are always different services for you to make use of. So here I'm using the Node version of the SDK for IoT Hubs. And this is simply the code that is running currently on the Raspberry Pi. So what we have here is we've set up a couple of commands, which we call direct invocation commands on our system here. And then two of them actually. So the first one here, as you can see, is toggle fan on. And then this one is toggle LED. So these two commands allow our Raspberry Pi to actually respond to commands that are sent by external services or even through IoT Hub itself. So I'm going to go ahead and then I'm going to run this command. This actually is running locally on a Raspberry Pi. And thanks to the awesomeness of Visual Studio Code, I'm able to remote into the Raspberry Pi. As you can see from the bottom left, I'm remoted into this Raspberry Pi and then running the code in there. So let's go ahead and run this. I'll walk you through what this code basically does so you get a good understanding of that. So I'm running the code now, which is running on the Raspberry Pi. And if you look closely, you realize that it sends temperature and humidity data to the Azure IoT Hub. It does that in intervals about 5 seconds. And now I've implemented a technique that doesn't actually overwhelm the IoT Hub in terms of messages. It only checks to see if there is a change in the previous temperature before sending the data, you know, into IoT Hub for processing. Now, what we want to layer on top of this is that now this could be an industrial system which you want to monitor data telemetry coming from it and then act upon that data. So here we're going to mimic this fan. Now, this fan could be an air conditioner. This fan could be any IoT device that you want to control. So at the moment, our Pi is talking to Azure IoT Hub, and it knows how to, you know, talk to this device. So now let's go ahead into the second piece of code, which we're going to use to trigger and help manage. Now, before then, if you're not familiar, you don't necessarily need to go directly into, let's say, Azure portal to do that. There is a new tool which allows you to do that. It's the IoT Explorer. Now, what this does is that it allows you to actually access all your IoT devices in your IoT Hub. So here, I think I already have a connection string. So I'm going to go ahead and connect. Now, once I connect with this, now all along, what we're doing here is pro dev stuff. You know, you've built your IoT solution, you've deployed it, you want to test it out. This is all just pro stuff. Now, the big question becomes now, how can I rapidly or quickly interact with this service without having to go through a lot of hoops, all right? Now, that is where the Power or Power Platform comes in. Today, I'm going to show you how to use that with the Power Automate and potentially, you know, just connect that to a Power App. And then you've built a complete dashboard where you can control your IoT devices from anywhere you are in the world. So currently, I have my Raspberry Pi as my only device. When I connect that, as you can see, everything looks good. Let's go to the direct method invocation. And to do this, I mentioned that we have, let's just bring in our here. So we have toggle fan, right? We have this open for us. So this is the method we want to invoke. Now, so we put in the method name here. Now, what happens is that I have designed this to take two states, either an on state or an off state. So let's go ahead currently. So to do this, I'm going to flip so you can see the two things happening. So when I send an on here, and this is going through the IoT Explorer. So when I send this on here, let's do this. There we go. And then we call the invoke. We call invoke. If you look to your right, you should see that the fan is running. Isn't that cool? So the whole idea is that the DHT detects the changes in the temperature and the humidity in the room, and then automatically sends this command for my device to, you know, turn on and off. Ideally, we can also use this to invoke it. Now, to turn this off, quite simple, I'm just going to send a payload of off. We invoke this, and as you can see, the fan goes off. Yeah, this is all pro stuff, right? So where does the citizen developer come in? Yeah, this is where we're going to, you know, have some fun. So I have gone ahead and created. We're still going to leave the code running on the Pi just so we can have some fun. So I've gone ahead to actually create an Azure function. So I created this locally, and I'm also going to test this locally just to be sure that, you know, we're hitting the correct endpoint and doing the right things. So I'm going to go ahead, and if you love Azure Functions like I do, you know that you can run and test this locally and have lots of fun. So I'm going to test this locally. Now, FYI, I've already deployed this into Azure Functions in Azure. So we're going to use that in connecting to our Power Automate and our Power Apps. So I just want to show you that this works. And as a pro developer, the next thing will be, hey, Sam, we've built the IoT thing. It's working fine. Now, what we want to do is we want the ability for you to create a UI to interface so we can remotely turn on and off the fan. Well, with this done, this is running locally. So let's open this up. Let's copy this. Bring this here. And here, go ahead and send. Let's send a state of on. Let's send a state of on, and look at that. Now, let me zoom this in. Let's zoom this in so you can have a good look at this. So right now, as you can see, this is just a simple thing. Let's run our zoom it so we can give you guys a much interesting look here. There we go. So if you look closely, all I did was to call this endpoint and pass a state of on, and then the fan was triggered. Now, the same thing, I can go back here and then change the state to off. And let me also bring this back in. when we hit this, look at this, a state of four. So now we have this working. What is the next step? Now you're just giving this endpoint as a pro dev. You're like, okay, Sam, you've been given this endpoint. We want you to build something that allows you to trigger this. All right. That is where our Power Automate comes in. So I'm just going to jump right in into my portal where I have this actually deployed. The couple of things we're going to do just to make sure this works. So let's go here. Let's bring in our portal real quick. Let's change this. Let's change this quickly so we can get this going. And this excites me because it gives me the opportunity to, you know, combine, you know, my powers as a pro developer and then also a citizen developer to create these things and do them rapidly. So here we go. This is what I deployed earlier on called the Power Fun. Let's open this up and let's have some fun with this. And then if we go all the way, yep, if we open our functions up. Just to show you that, you know, it's just the same thing, nothing different from it. So let's go back. Actually, it's a power. It's let's see. Let me open our resources. I deployed one specifically for this for our show, Powerful Devs. Yep. There you go. Actually, let's use Powerful Devs GH. We have it here. And there you go, Powerfun GH. Let's open this up. Okay, so here we are. We have our function here. And let's copy this because so we're going to test it. So if we go here, just to make sure that we have our functions all nice and easy here. Yes, we have the on fun here. Okay, so yep, it's in read mode. That's fine. So let's go ahead and test this. So this is the local one, which was running. Now I'm going to go ahead and test this. Let's copy this here, the state, and add that to it. And let's try turning this on. Okay, now this doesn't run because now if you want to connect your IoT hub and other devices, you know, to the cloud, you need to ensure that you have a good access token to do that. I deliberately didn't do this so I can show you how to set this up. So let's go back to our functions right here, and I'm going to go to configurations, and for the sake of you know, just showing how this is, I had my setup here to show the configuration, to have the configuration file that I'll need to run this in an environmental variable. So I need to add that so that the function knows. So I need to create these two pieces of information because that is what it would need to call, to be able to call the function. So let's do this quickly. So let's go ahead here and let's add a new application setting. I'll put this here. Let's go back here. I'm going to copy this. Yep. And I'll make sure I'm changing this right after the show. So we paste this here. That's okay. And we need to add a second one. We need to add a second one, which is the device name. So add application settings, device name. And let's put this here. Now, bear in mind, this is just for demo purposes. When you're doing this in production, the couple of things we need to take into consideration. So yeah, we have our two settings in there. Let's save this and continue. So now let's go to our function and check this out. So let's go here. Let me go in and let's look at our function just to be sure everything in there is okay. Yep, let's check the code and test to ensure that our function has everything it needs to run. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and get the function URL. Yeah, just the default key. So copy this to the clipboard. let's bring this here. All right. And then I'll just put a state equals on, fingers crossed, and check that out. We have our fun running. Isn't that awesome? But then someone will still say, Sam, but what you've just done, there's nothing interesting about this. But at least what I have done now is expose this APL, this service that controls this fan through Azure IoT Hub on Azure Functions. Now, if I send that off, this goes up. Now, this takes us to the next level. So now I can copy this URL and I have pre-prepared this. First, let me actually start with just a very basic Power Automate, all right? We can use this where if you call this power, this function, it's actually going to trigger that for you. But let's just go and make this, you know, let's show you how easy it is to integrate this into different workflows. So I'm going to start with Automate, and then I'm going to create a flow. It's just very, you know, very basic. Something very basic, and I'll show you how to trigger this. And again, keeping our screens intact so we can do this. So I can go ahead and let's do an instant flow. Click on this, and yeah, I will just say the Power Fan flow. Yep, let's keep it this way, and then I'll manually trigger this, and let's go ahead and create. So very simple, as a citizen developer, giving access to all this pro dev stuff, it's easy for you to come in here and then create, you know, all the information you want. So all I'm going to do here is the next step when this happens, I just want to make an HTTP, right? I just want to make an HTTP request, right? Quite simple. So let's just do an HTTP request here. And this, I think we can do a get, that's fine. And then I put this here. Now, the code that I created allows for either a header parameter or, you know, a query string or something in the body. So that's just fine. So what I can do here is let's copy this. I can cut this because this is actually a URL. So in the body, I'll just go ahead and do this. Let's do, first of all, you know, let's just try this. Let's just try straight with a URL. And then we'll come back and, you know, make this look a bit pretty. So let's go ahead and then do on in this case. And this is just a test. So, I mean, not going by any best practices here. We're just trying to show you how this, works. So I have this saved. I'm just going to go ahead and hit test. I'll perform this task and then hit test. And then owner, make sure everything is okay. And then just run the flow. And if everything went well, this should go ahead and then trigger this particular. Oh, we have a problem. Let's see what happened here. It should have locked in my inputs. Oh, not found. This is interesting. Let's go back here and check. Ghost of demo day. Well, let's run this again and be sure. Let's try that on and be sure we have our stuff going. Yep, we have it going. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. Let's turn it off and come back to our flow. Sorry, our automate. I keep calling it flow because of, you know, that it was flow before. So yeah, let's go ahead and edit this. And yep, so we have our HTTP. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and let me check this. It's just a basic get, so that's fine. Yep, we have a get. So this is where we had the problem. I was supposed to have done this. Put the question mark here. Save this again. And let's try this one more time. Keeping it crossed. If the gods of the demo day will be favorable to us. And there you go. We've been able to run very, very easily and simply using Power Automate, calling a pro dev IoT setup from Automate. Now, the next thing we can do is take this to the next level where we actually implement this in an actual Power App, right? So how about, let's do this. Let's go back in here and then I can change this to off. I mean, I can now put it in the body because I had this design in a way that I could do that. So let's put this here and then I'm going to save this. And let's test the flow again. run the flow, and look at that. Our fan just stopped. So if we want to take this to the next level, all right, how do we do this? So I'm going to go ahead, and then I've just, you know, made provision for this. So this is going to be called from a power, you know, from a power up. So let's do this. I'm going to call this one. Let's call this power fan on. And then this is going to be a get. And yeah, we can decide to pass the URL in there if we want to, or not just, you know, not pass it. Depending on how you want to do it, the different ways you want to do it. You can either, you know, passing the state coming in from your power apps. So this is what I would do. Let's actually, we don't need the body here. And then I'm just going to change this. Let's do this from power up. So it's quite easy and simple for us, you know, to do. So people to appreciate it. At least we've seen the flow working. So I'm going to leave that running. Let's come into power apps. And then make sure I'm in the right tenant. I'm just going to create a very basic, I like it, very basic model, you know, canvas app. And I'll just call it power fan. We'll use a phone for now. And yep, asking me to authenticate. Hopefully I will just get this done in time. But I mean, as you can see, it's quite very easy to do that. We've moved from an IoT rig, from IoT Hub, exported, you know, the API into functions. We've been able to use it in Power Automate. I'm just trying to bring it here, skip this. I want to bring it into a Power App to see how that is done. You can follow me on any of my, you know, YouTube and social media channels. I have like detailed tutorials on how to do this. I could even export this into a Power Virtual Agent that, you know, you can interact with to turn, you know, my fan on and off anywhere you want in the world, or you think about it, that, you know, the possibilities are very, you know, are endless. So let's see if we can quickly do this. So let's go ahead and let's put a button here. Yeah, very simple, very, very, very simple button. And then let's go back here to the action and we can do a Power Automate. I'm just going to create a very simple, you know, flow to do that. Hopefully I can get this done in time, but if I'm not able to do this in time, don't worry, you've seen us connected to Power Automate, and that's how it's easy for you to bring your Power Platform stuff into a pro dev situation. So yeah, Power Apps button, this is what I want. Let's click this. It's an instant one. Yes, manual with a custom action. Yep, no additional information here. So the next step here, we're going to do the HTTP. There we go. We're just going to do a get. And then the method, we're going to do a get. And the URL, remember the URL here. But then I'm going to do the state equals, and this, I'm going to try to pass this from Power. You know what, let's just leave it this way so we can just call it directly. We're not passing any variable because of time. Else I would have just created parameters for you to pass from Power Apps into this. So let's just keep it this way, state on, and just save this. So let's call this power up, and then save this again. Yep. Awesome. So now if we came back to, we should see it's changed, but again, so there we go. So on select, I can say, no, let's bring this in first. Yep. And yeah, we're not passing anything, right? So let's quickly test this. Quickly test before it's time. I know I have just a few minutes left. Let's run this and I can see the matching ant. Yep, and there we go. So that is as simple as it gets. And think about this. Forget about how the UI looks. You can get very fancy. You can get extremely you know, you can blow it out anyhow you want. But just think about it. Look at the power that this gives you. And that is what we talk about when we talk, when we're dealing with pro dev meeting citizen dev. With this, I'll throw it back to you, Donna and Chef.